Section of article. You know, that's an article, and an article isn't a calendar.
Okay.
Possibly. We could amend that by saying article not recumbered.
Yes. Second for the amendment?
Second.
The amended motion would read item number one with the words on recovery added. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. What's your next one, Robert? I'll read it. Number six. Okay, number six is one we previously talked about. Articles on recovery, personal and group service, no propaganda. Okay, again, that unmodified, I'll pump out, we entertain a motion. How about we just entertain a motion that item number six, as modified by number two and number four from state for purpose and function. No, we haven't accepted that. This would just be the process of acceptance. You see that it's further modified by number six. Number 10. Number 5, number 6, number 10.
Propaganda in there at all. I think deleting that altogether.
So move. Accept that with the deletion of no propaganda?
Yeah.
Second? Been moved and seconded that we accept this number six as editorial input with the deletion of no propaganda. Discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Number nine is the next one Robin was suggesting. No articles about structural service bodies or activities. Well, would anyone care to move that the input of this workshop?
I would like to make a motion that there's I'd like to make a motion that number 9 completely be deleted. Number 9 reads no articles on special service bodies or activities that would be omitted.
I missed that.
Motion
to take number to take number 9 out of the NAWA guidelines. While that motion hangs without a second, I want to ask the group for quick group conscience and individuals' opinions. Man wants to take some film of us working back to his group. Is that correct?
That's right. I just want a kind of a brief pan, instead of an informal thing. I want to get one somebody working, and I suggest, if there's somebody that's a little paranoid about it, they can look the other way.
Does anybody want to leave while he does that or anything like that?
Sure.
Is anyone opposed to that or want to leave? Still real comfortable to doing it or asking not to? Okay, I don't feel uncomfortable with it either.
Just for our group back in Houston, the
knock yourself out.
Go for it. We need a release form for this.
Okay. The motion is that we delete The motion is that we delete number 9, which says no articles about structural service bodies or activities from the proposed guidelines for the NAWA magazine. Is there a second?
Yes.
First, is there a second? If there's no second, then
motion
dies. Okay.
I got a discussion on that.
Yeah.
In layman's terms, in view of how the magazine's already coming out, it's a damn good job. And, what the hell is use of having activities in it? I mean, what's the use of having the way it stands? What is the use of having articles about service bodies or activities?
Okay, I'll make a real quick comment on that. If we have them, we upstage newsletters, and I don't think that's cool at all. So I think we shouldn't have them. You know, that's just my opinion. I shouldn't state that, but I will. You know me.
Well, and earlier, if that was put into a motion, and it was seconded in the past.
What's that?
That was for a possible.
But this is talking about articles.
Not
this isn't talking about the calendar events. It's not modified by calendar events. See, this can stand as is, and the motion, the input, can be implemented on calendar events, and it doesn't affect this whatsoever.
Okay.
It's Robin and me.
I'm Robin, I'm an addict. I too don't see any need for number 9, but there's no need to delete it because these are just proposals and we're going to work up the guidelines. I think basically what we're saying is articles, say for instance I came to Memphis and I in particular like what went on, so I wrote an article about Memphis. I mean that's talking about a structural service body, you know. That's not going to go in our magazine. We have number 6, the motion that says that we're going to accept articles on recovery, personal group service. And that's all, you know. Yeah.
Okay, Mickey.
I'm going to throw this out because I just wonder, as far as I can remember, there's nothing in here stating structural service body as far as reference to WSC, human personal life. I think it needs to be covered somewhere. It should be inserted in the statement that it can function along with the other listings and believe.
I don't see. What's your proposal?
Well, this specifically says no articles about structural service bodies. And I don't see nothing to hear about structural service bodies.
Oh, on statement of purpose and function?
Yeah. Help me if I can.
There isn't. There's only positive on here, and this is the only place where the negative exists. Of course, the positive on here refers all to number 6, primarily. Well, number 1, number 6. I have Bill and then Brian.
My name is Bill Manera.
Hello. Hey, Bill.
Jimmy and I went over this to California. And I too said, why not? And, like an addict, my mouth works before my brain does. And this is a magazine on positive recovery. People in this fellowship have opinions, and we are in this vein trying to keep the magazine positive. And you get two addicts together, you're going to get three different opinions. And we're not in the business of agreeing or disagreeing. So I would like to see against Sway. I would like to see number 9 stay in there.
Brian?
My name's Brian. I'm an addict.
Okay.
I like that number 9 thing. I think it could stand a little bit of amendment, just for the sake of clarity and nothing else. The reason I like it is partly because of this 12th thing on here. Print all articles anonymously, including references to all personalities and geographic areas. And you know, to expand on that a little further, I mean, I'm not talking about that one. I mean, just in the spirit of anonymity, just, you know, it's hard to mention specific service bodies without mentioning specific personalities and areas, because, you know, it's fairly common knowledge is that we might be the chairperson of some specific service body, et cetera, et cetera, and where this is all coming from. And say no articles about structural service bodies or activities, I think is a little bit overly limiting. To mention that such things could go down in a generalized thing and in a generalized manner and be of, you know, good point, you know, without mentioning specifically, without specifically talking about, you know, you can talk about H&I service work without specifically talking about the World Service H&I meeting, I mean, H&I subcommittee, and all this kind of stuff. And really, what I'd like to see would be that thing amended, no mention of specific structural service bodies or activities in articles.
Would you accept this as a modification of that? No articles containing personal opinions about specific service bodies or activities?
You want to put that in the form of a motion, somebody?
Do you want to put it in the form of a motion?
So moved.
Second? My flash on what he was saying is no articles, and then we would insert containing personal opinions about... You're talking about me having been here? You're right. About but y'all help me keep it in line.
So well. Watch.
Okay, no articles containing personal opinions about specific structural service bodies or activities.
Okay. It's been made in a second.
No
discussion. Seeing no discussion, all in favor signify saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. What's your next one? 10. Okay, 10. Is one she talked about. We will publish most appropriate input sent in from NA members. Okay, we've got some. A couple questions in that. What's appropriate? Of course, a lot of what we've spoken about before defines appropriate. Excuse me. And who's going to say whether an NA member sent it or not? There's a couple gray areas there. How do we determine that? There was the definition of an NA member input to the convention and conference subcommittee in terms of choice of speakers.
I guess another thing I was thinking about along those lines. Whose responsibility is it to determine if an article is or is not appropriate? Is it the responsibility of the editorial committee? That was a real big point. That was a real big question in my mind. And dealing with input that you guys got last night. And who determines what's appropriate? How are we going to determine that as a fellowship? We're including the lines of, or, you know, in the last of the people we entrusted to that position. And that's basically...
I think that also... My name's
not on
that.
how big is the editorial committee? If it's an editorial, is there any specific guidelines for editorial? These things I don't know. And if an editorial committee can be like some of our service committees in Chicago, where there's one person involved in the committee. And I don't think that the editorial committee can have that right. If there's guidelines for the editorial committee, if you have six people or something or whatever to go through this type of thing, then I would be in favor of making a motion that the editorial committee has the right or to
Brian? He's brought enough out.
Hey, Brian.
I'm addressing the second half of that, Senate committee members. There's been some earlier on campaign signed release form for articles. And you could include that in your release form. All it takes is going in, I am an NA member, and I hereby give my permission for the NA letting you sort of another or not.
Is that a motion?
Sure, if you want it to be said. Yeah, motion.
Second?
Say in the release form that I am an NA member, have that signed.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. I think my name's
Adam.
If we look at who's a member, and a member is being a member of the party.
Let me ask you if that's not already implied in the release form. It states, I hereby give permission, well, I'll read the whole thing. I hereby give the Anyway magazine to leave and those acting on its authority permission to copyright and or publish any articles or other written material pertaining, and this is what I think the definition is, to my personal story of recovery from addiction and my personal experiences with or opinions about the NA fellowship and program. In other words, I had a hand down here, and I don't want to read any minds, but I anticipate that we're asking people to break their anonymity by stating, I am an NA member, whereas this says, I am a recovering addict, and that the clarification is, that we don't break our anonymity by saying I'm a recovering addict, but we do break our anonymity by saying that I am an NA member. And yet our guidelines say, and then, yeah, it does. Especially breaking new ground, is what we're talking about.
Especially when you have a signed piece of paper or somebody's profession saying you are an NA member.
Yeah, really. We have a motion on the floor. We got two options, to withdraw or to reconsider. To vote it down?
I'll withdraw it for further discussion.
Smooth.
I thought it occurred to me about time to finish talking.
Yeah.
And it's going to be breaking somebody's anonymity. Still, the things there, and you might have to throw in a qualifier about the confidentiality of the issue, but somebody's just going to have to trust that the NAOA staff maintain their confidentiality. And but pertaining to the 12th petition, I've heard it said over and over again since I first started coming around. Our 12th petition says da 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 da. What this means is I can say I'm an NA member and I attend these meetings, but I did not give you permission to say that. And, I can't say that about you, nor did I give you permission to say that about me.
Thank you.
think this needs to say whatever. Is that worth?
Yeah.
The most common interpretation of the Federal Tradition I've ever heard.
Common it is. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is pertaining to this release form.
Well, actually, it's pertaining to item number 10, but we thought we might cover second part of item number 10 on the release form and decided that that might be appropriate.
Well, to correct that in reading this.
Or discussing it appropriate.
Or, yeah, it says experience with or opinions about DNA fellowship or program. We could exclude just that one NA out of the whole thing. So instead of it reading, publish any articles, poems, written material pertaining to my personal story of recovery from addiction and my personal experiences with or opinions about about recovery in a fellowship or program.
And you get different fellowships.
Well, this is true.
We don't have any.
Carol?
This is on item 10.
Okay.
Could that be changed to we'll publish most appropriate input sent in pertaining to recovery from addiction and experience within it?
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
A second.
Discussion?
It's my point, but it seems to me that if we limit ourselves to only stuff sent in by NA members, I can get a goddamn dynamite piece from some doctor or somebody, some professional somewhere who's not in the program but has had quite a bit of experience with narcotics and not
trying to the
program. Recovery that we have.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're cutting them off if we do that.
Yeah. Anyone to the con? See no further discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Closed. Okay, I gotta write this down. I can only do one thing at a time. Sent in.
Pertaining to.
Pertaining to.
Recovery from addiction. And experience with NA. Could I? I don't know if I want to amend my. Motion is passed. Could we change the and to or? And that way it would cover, like, if we got any other kind of input that pertains to NA, experience with NA.
Ben's just saying a final thing to go out to fellowship exactly this way. It's going to go through compilation. First, and other ideas and subsequent workshops might modify this structure. I think we can change a little something like that and be real comfortable with it.
I'm bright and sympathetic. The other reason I'm uncomfortable with that is you can get that kind of some ways open the door. Of course, there might be other things that would take care of that. But some ways it seems to me that might open the door to getting other people's opinions about their own recovery with nothing to do with NA, outside organization.
Well, just as I stated that modification, why don't we leave it in the way we voted on, and if a subsequent workshop suggested or is better, we'll consider both of those things in compilation and the reasons for both. I agree with Brian. Seems to me the word appropriate up above that sort of takes care of that, but then again, we want our guidelines to be as good as possible. Okay. Now, that was all then that Robin suggested. I guess one thing I'd like to do is maybe entertain a motion to accept this as input from this workshop, or any modifications of this that we can get. and then maybe take a little break. Would y'all like to take a little bit break, and then and after we do a set amount of stuff, and then I need a break. Maybe we ought to take a break right now. I don't know. What do you? Or do you want to do something more?
My name is Ed. I'm an addict. I was in favor of taking a break now and also giving us a chance to each look at these a little bit more thoroughly to see if there's any discussion. That way we put through them.
We'll start with this. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to take a break and study this while we're breaking. Non-specified length of time. How about half an hour, 15 minutes? What?
Enough to get a bite of eating.
Okay, 15 minutes if you want to eat and come back late, that's cool. 15 minute break, move to second it, all in favor? Aye. Over the direction.
I'll start.
Okay, has everybody had a chance to look this over? We got about an hour left.
That's fine. Yeah. I feel like the magazine has a whole lot of progress right now. Maybe you should dig deeper into it. Unless you want to describe it on a general, because I think it's pretty well really dug into them. Proposals and statements.
Okay, well, we really haven't dealt with the statement except in one proposal.
In reference.
Has everybody read this in the break? Does anybody have a motion about it?
I like to make a motion that we did
second. Second? Mm-hmm. Second. As in to the compilation workshop.
It can be hashed over later on.
Yeah.
No doubt it will be.
Well, you know, we're not going to just, the compilation workshop will accept all ideas, you know, whether it comes from a workshop of one or 20. It's been moved and seconded that we use this as input, accept it as input to the compilation workshop. Any discussion? All in favor, 6-5 of saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Okay, next thing. Do you want to go on to production, distribution, and accounting stuff? Maybe we can get into a lot of the questions that were raised are covered in that.
This is for the NAYA or for newsletters?
Well, actually, it's just for the NAYA, but hopefully we can answer a lot of the questions for newsletters, you know, or adapt what we suggest as input.
I just have one suggestion, and I'd like to get out why it's on mind in regards to editorial. On a release form type of thing, if we put down something, if we had some type of statement saying that this person, if I'm going to send an article, okay, and I don't want anything changed, I write down there, if you guys accept my article without making any changes of any kind, fine. If you have to change it, I don't want to submit it, okay, and then just your regular way of having things that you change. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, you propose that we include a statement of that effect, like a check the box, you can edit or you can't, on the release form?
Right. Robin?
I'm Robin, I'm an
actor.
You know, this was brought up before about, you know, not being able to edit, all that kind of stuff. And I think the first time a piece of mine was edited, I felt like a piece of my heart went out. Okay, and really, that's what I felt like. And then I was reminded about my ego. I was reminded about a whole lot of things of being used as an instrument, you know, and that got down to that. Right here, if you sign this release as is, you agree that changes can be made. And I'll tell you what, being a part of an editorial committee, you know, on any type of thing, I think on a newsletter or anything, I would be opposed to even considering somebody's work that wouldn't, you know, that said no changes allowed. I don't think I'd even want to consider it.
No, because I don't think that's done in a spirit.
As an editor, I would return it immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is just a suggestion.
My name's Phil Merrick. My whole life thinking and my recovery and part of my addiction is magazine the same way as newspaper. It ties the hands banana to, you have to put it this way. You can't, if you say you have to without changing anything, you wouldn't be able to read half the stuff, misspelled words, dangling participles, ideas, this way and that. So,
That was just a statement that I wanted to throw out on the board. Okay, I was making a motion.
Mickey and then Ron?
Well, I'm Mickey, I'm an editor. In this, we're working the third step for our article. We'll turn the article and our will over to the care of the editorial community. Do you understand it?
If we understand it, oh my goodness.
And right. I think that that trust. And I like a lot what Ross said, because I've had my heart set and I know where my ego is. And I'm so responsible for it. My own article is one edited accurately. I'm Robin, I'm an addict. I think what I was just going to ask was, we had gone through this before and considered putting in one word at one point in time, and that was original. Does anybody have any feelings on the release form? I guess is what I'm asking. I guess whether or not to adapt it as a standard of the sort of procedure.
I thought about it. The first comments on it, and I did before it came.
It says that all material submitted must be accompanied by a signed witness release. Yeah. And I'd like to add something up there. And I'd like to add two things to this and then make a motion to adopt it. I'd like to say that all material submitted must be accompanied by a signed witness release prior to publication. Okay, because it doesn't necessarily have to be accompanied. But prior to publication, it must be in our hands. And I'd like to add the word original, where it says, its successors and assigns and those acting and blah, 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 blah. Any original articles, poems, or other written material?
Second.
Discussion.
Okay. Let's get it all clear and write it down on our own so that we know what we're discussing. All material submitted must be accompanied by a signed witness release prior to publication. Okay, and in the third line between the words any and articles, the word original. Discussion. Seeing no discussion, all in favor?
Wait a minute. I'm Steve, I'm man.
Hey, Steve.
The original. I've seen many newsletters and various other things where articles from one newsletter have been borrowed or stolen or whatever. Other newsletters, and I may not have ever seen that article or never heard the message that it shared today had it not been borrowed or stolen. And I feel that if it's recovery oriented material, whether it's original or not, it should have a chance of showing up in the next one. It's just my opinion.
One thing right at the end of this, we're going to discuss how the magazine and newsletters could cooperate, how newsletters could cooperate with newsletters, and I think that's one way we can cooperate is make it possible for each other to use each other's articles. the way that newsletters could make it possible for the NA way to use their articles would be to get these for their articles.
Okay, well, I was just under the impression that by throwing in original that would disqualify anything they don't.
No, it's also additional insurance that this is not plagiarized. The author is claiming that it is original. And I don't want to, I continue to speak my opinion on motions. I beg your pardon.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's Brian and Maddie. I think what you're trying to do here, correct me if I'm wrong, is avoid problems with previously copyrighted material. That's the purpose of that.
Okay. Seeing no more discussion, all in favor, seeing no further. More discussion.
I thought I saw a guest of work. Is that going to be taken care of later?
Hopefully, yeah. We'll proofread everything a little better in the future, including the magazine. We apologize to God and everybody for our mistake.
Noah Webster.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Well, we're just moving right along. Okay, what was on my mind was spend a little time discussing. The question was, were we going to reconvene? Were we going to continue? If we could continue, and I don't have any answer to that because I don't know what time and rooms are available. I'm sure that there'd be a group conscience at some point in time. If we want to continue past our time, we can ask to do that for whenever it is and whoever of us are there. That doesn't offer a whole lot. But one thing I would like to talk about is that there's other workshops for this input. At those workshops, we can go further down along the lines of periodicals and newsletters also. It's very appropriate. Another thing that I like to do, and I never talked this over with the rest of the subcommittee and field, see what you guys would like. There's precedent for this, that the editorial committee and or editors of all local newsletters automatically are members of this subcommittee. How would you all feel about that?
I'm losing my mind.
Would somebody like to move to that effect?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
What?
All editorial committee members and or editors of local newsletters in the fellowship are automatically...
Can't you write them
down? The concept's been in my mind for years. Okay. All editorial committee members and or editors. Of local newsletters in the fellowship. Automatically members of the WSC subcommittee formed the members of the fellowship. Okay.
Who seconded that?
Bill.
There was a second.
There was another second.
Another
second. Carol second. Okay. Production, distribution, accounting. We haven't even talked about layout, really. Production. You're dead.
You still haven't addressed the question of whether we reconvene or whether we stay still.
I'm not very good chairman, but that's a good higher topic. What do you want to do? You want to reconvene? You want to, oh, we got a lot of stuff to do.
I want to comment. Let me mention about it. If we move on to the topic of layout, that's more generalized. It's not to take it for applying these words, letters as well as the magazine.
Fine. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'd still like to just recap the questions we've worked with yesterday.
Okay.
And just maybe see what they
argue
because
I'm having
working with
them. Okay, fine. Is that appropriate to you?
Yeah, I'm Brian. I'm Maddox.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, I'd just like to
talk
about the
Bible.
Yeah, I just like to know. I don't know what the status on this room. I'm for continuing personally. Yeah, I think we've got the ball rolling, and I hate to get off of it because I've still got a lot of unanswered questions regarding. Not the way, but so much the student papers and their newsletters, periodicals, or production in general. And, we've got a whole listing here staring in the face that we haven't really covered since I walked in here. And that's really what I came here for, more so than to decide what the policy, what the editorial policy in any way is going to be. And, I'm not objecting to doing that work at all, don't get me wrong. If I can cover some of this other stuff, it'll be more personally useful to me, because I will be doing a lot more work in the future with the national news than I'm going to be doing in the DNA way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As far as I can foresee it.
Well, we decided to stop this, yes. Hey, Rob.
Just
remember the gallon
line. We can keep on cooking.
Right. Motion?
Motion to keep on trucking.
Second?
Second.
Close. Discussion?
I'd like to have a break.
When?
Oh, a couple hours.
When?
From
6:30 to?
Yeah, 6:30 to 8.
Okay. That's discussion. Do you want to modify the motion to that extent, or do we want to just talk about it? Let's take the motion. All in favor, going on, just going on as long as we can use this room, and all in favor? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any time around here is 7:30 to 9, so if you want an hour and a half break, then you're one that might want a chance for a break from workshop to NA meeting, right? Steel, like the first 7:30 to 9 or 6:30 to 8.
Oh, right. You're going to have to leave at about 7 to get that 7:30 meeting, right?
Okay, the meeting. You want to. The reword motion is that we continue trucking and possibly take a break from 7:30 to 9. Okay? All in favor? All in favor, hold your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Opposed, hold hands up. 1, 2, motion, 3, motion carried. Okay. We still decided to break at 5:30 and not settle and go through the list of questions if we haven't done it. That might back you up. Okay, layout. Motion, I'd entertain a motion that Mickey be retire the layout forever.
What?
Well, sir.
Layout
all the magazines and newsletters in the fellowship.
Whatever.
They want you to lay out across the
table.
Lay out across the table.
Yeah, I'd just give you a little history on the anyway on its layout.
maybe we got to start talking about it, and I don't know nothing about layouts. Although I'm a graphically oriented person, and design is one of my fortes. The timber issue was laid out by Linda, and the little graphics in there are taken from the phone book. It was laid out primarily with large copied titles and beginning each article on a page without running articles together page to page. The October issue was laid out in editorial committee, and then the layout the editorial committee did was shit canned, and it ended up just not having any layout, basically. A couple things that were established with the September issue were the masthead, which is the introduction, and the table. Well, the masthead and the table of contents is all together. It's an introduction, definition of NA from what is NA program. Then the masthead has the NA Way logo and a table of contents on it with it, and it's also got our own little attempt stab at anything kind of like a legal thing, which is to see what the circle around it's NA Way 1982, which doesn't really mean anything, but hopefully it'll keep people, let people ask for reprint rights before they reprint anything out of it. We don't know nothing about business organization. We're looking to find out. And then in the back of the magazine, subscription blank, and just before the subscription blank, the financial statement that were required by guidelines to put in each magazine. We don't have a statement of circulation or nothing like that yet, but we do have a financial statement. The November issue was laid out by a professional person in the graphic arts who happens to be on a fellowship and involved with the Clean Times and now the NA with. I think it's lovely. The covers, I just guess I just talk, and Mickey, that person, the covers were done, the two nice covers by Bo in September and November, and the other one was just printed offset on colored paper. I guess maybe might be appropriate to accept the basic format as started in September and continued through November as the basic format for the layout of the magazine, location of articles, masthead, and such like that. Anybody like to make a motion for that? Does nobody understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we're just talking about layout and the basic format of the magazine as it started out in September, with this doobie-doo here, and then this, which is masthead, the table of contents is with the masthead, and our location and everything like that, and then starting in with articles in the magazine, and then at the back, the financial statement and the subscription blank, leaving the outside back page, well, that doesn't necessarily mean, but the inside of the cover's clean. The basic format, and including the logo on the cover, and the gratitude prayer on the back cover.
I'll make it a motion for you.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Basic format.
For the NA Way, yeah.
I think perception carries over into newsletters in terms of identity, established format, and stick to it, and it's kind of the same each time. It provides continuity, and people, get what they expect. There's identity, you know that. I mean, when I see the Clean Times, I can recognize it.
Now, when I see the NA wave, I can recognize it. When I saw earlier rainbows with all the screen printed covers, I could recognize them. Now, there's a layout and a... Huh? What else, Doc? Give us a layout.
I'm sorry, Doctor. We just
voted to accept the basic format.
Okay. There's not much more I can cover, but then I would like to make myself available to go over the mechanics workshop. Trying horizons whenever we need to go into that kind of thing. There's so many things that it can't be covered just by talking about. Have the actual
machines
in front of me, right on the chalkboard and all that shit.
That's an excellent idea. Would you like to do that at the compilation workshop?
What day is it?
21st through 23rd January.
Mm-hmm.
Offer any newsletter people who want to come and participate in that as well as the compilation workshop to come? Are you sure it's that weekend, not the previous one?
Maybe she could do that weekend and say we're
going to the fun. Oh, sure. I see. I hear what you're saying. We're going to have an input workshop there anyway. Right. Yes. Great. In Michigan. Yeah, I hear you.
That's up in the Great White North.
Oh, yeah. It will be white.
Y'all come.
You plan to be in Atlanta for the convention?
Self-will. I really plan things and I
just
plan
the
plans with the consultant.
You may be able to set up a workshop for that there too.
We'll see how things go with
See, I don't really know too awful much about it. I'm real pre-scientific. I know a lot of the words like camera ready, but all I know is you got to wear white gloves to do camera ready.
There's a workshop also scheduled in the senior.
Input workshop.
All right.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Unfortunately, he's gone back to Nashville.
Yeah.
They're dedicated.
Well, I don't know what else about layouts that we could do. Except the basic format. And from Michigan, from a layout workshop, mechanics workshop in Michigan, maybe we can get... So you can get sufficient input on layout. Want to move on to production, distribution, and accounting? Production, distribution, accounting. Okay. I guess again, kind of look at some of the stuff that we've already accepted or haven't yet. It's number two in the proposals is the financial report of the magazine in each issue. I'll just tell you the rationale that preceded this was that there's been questions of accountability in our fellowship, I guess. For a long time, ever since we started handling money, we just decided there's forming a subcommittee that we just put everything right straight up front on the table. All our financial dealings would be in the magazine. Since then, I guess if you read your little stuff there, that's become impossible. There's no way for us to do it. But all the money that the editorial committee is aware of has been up front. And produce the magazine, and maybe we'll, God willing, we'll be able to you know, complete our accountability as we propose.
You don't even know if she's alive or dead or...
Yes, I do. I talked to her last night.
Oh, you
talked
to her yesterday?
I have input on that. We said we would have a two-signature bank account, but we didn't have it before we started to have money. We waited until after.
You know, we got money though for the camera, right?
Well, I just think that needs to be had before we start counting money. And I also think that on the scene, as soon as like cash is gotten, money orders need to be purchased, or somebody's check needs to be written, or something like that, and gotten in that account in the mail, in group conscience with more than one person handling the money physically. Okay, we're running through a bunch of stuff with that. We need kind of input that can work.
Would charging for the newsletter come under this discussion about charging? Because as Jeff Wakefield put it, we have kind of
the band is going to be
run. Because, in our case, it's been kind of a demand.
Well, like we suggest you donate to us a little
bit. Right.
Well, one of the original perceptions I'm giving that with the NA way was that it'd be, it even goes further than that. Back in Ohio, when we first started, you know, every party, everything we tried to have, we tried to make it individually self-supported. Michelle was there, right? And we tried to see that each thing, each individual thing in and of itself didn't need to be subsidized. We kind of felt that if it had to be subsidized, it probably didn't need to be done.
Even in terms of like an area subsidized, and it was eventually going to pay for itself.
Well, now that's a different thing. We try to see to it if we need a little front money, we have to make a pitch to get the front money, you know. Try to see to it that it, and the same with the anyway. We talked it over and decided to be self-supporting through subscriptions.
I think that addresses pretty well one of the questions that were brought up yesterday as far as his good newsletter correspondence. It is taking the front link from AMC I'm just reiterating the question. Mm-hmm. I'm not really going to answer that.
Well, we'll go over them again? No, at 5:30 we're supposed to go over them and see if we've done any of them or all of them or what. But maybe I'm being too rigid in that. I guess I'd like to hear people's opinion on what... I guess it's my opinion that any inside enterprise should be self-supporting. I disagree with some of these poems will affect other groups or any other ones. It be self-supporting in and of itself. Any inside enterprise pays for itself in some manner or not. Yes.
Exclude us, like, you know, some of the troops that haven't been doing since they might be interested in reading a mag and making a donation. Does that kind of exclude us, allowing them to do that?
No, you see, there's another thing. I think there's another thing to this. we also get into the non-profit deities. You know, we're a non-profit fellowship, you know. It says right in this front thing, non-profit fellowship or society of. And I think it behooves all of our inside enterprises to be non-profit also. The NAA proposes to remain a non-profit service to Narcotics Anonymous. Now, you know, that doesn't mean that if we only paid 15 cents for this, we sell it for 15 cents.
Right.
Doesn't mean that. First, we have to take care of our overhead, you know. We need a typewriter, you know. Maybe we need, eventually, we might need a printing press. But we charge a margin. We charge a margin. But we need to remain non-profit. So at the end of a period of time, a year is generally the period of time, as I understand it, this is all just my perception as it's been shared with me. We can give a bunch of these away.
Right.
To the H&I mm-hmm. committee or, right, as President Spence said. And therefore remain a non-profit service to Narcotics Anonymous.
One question I have, and it's a question about a church that self-supporting finding outside contributions. If we saw this newsletter, somebody who met a number of NA, does that break that tradition? And could you explain that a little bit there? Because that runs in with some literature too, with hospital finding literature from all stuff. That has not been clear in Chicago.
Do you have an answer, Quinn?
Yeah, yeah, I think I do. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I'm looking at that is that they're not giving a donation to the fellowship. They're not giving any type of outside contribution to the fellowship. They're paying for material that they purchased. Anybody can purchase their material. All they have to do is write the World Service Office or contact a member of Narcotics Anonymous to buy our literature. Our literature is not given only to the addict. And they're paying for a service right there. I mean, not paying for a service, but they're getting something in return. It's not a contribution.
Well, there's a similar kind of a thing in consideration of fundraisers and such, like white elephant sales, like baked good sales and stuff like that. The groups have to fund things. The outside contribution isn't the public buying the baked goods, but who bakes the goods? That's the contribution.
Right.
The contribution in this case is the people that administer this. That's the primary contribution. Not even the people who submit in for it, but rather the subcommittee that administers the policy. Okay. Now, if we're getting paid or raking off or something, now then it would appear to me to be a sound tradition clash. As this is my strictly, you know, personal opinion. But we may hire special workers. If we hire special workers, then they're hired workers. Oftentimes, you know, traditions to me just get all muddy waters when they're real simple spiritual principles. But we really haven't made any input yet.
Well,
yeah.
Can I go back on something?
You
That would mean a newsletter is an inside. Right, an inside enterprise, and that we could charge without things. Yeah.
Well, if you look at me for answers,
I'm
that. But we can go back
to input and maybe part of to input that I think is definitive towards that in editorial guidelines. Where was it? Oh, exactly. That I may appear on the cover and the name Narcotics Anonymous may appear between the covers. Well, I guess that piece of input indicates to me that this workshop believes that this magazine is an insight in the promise. Because we can print the full name Narcotics Anonymous inside one of the great people in the document. Now, what I'd really like to do is I'd really like to read you an article input for the December issue. Would everybody like to hear an exciting article? It might be real appropriate.
Yes.
Preview
of upcoming events.
Call to share.
Who's the author of this?
I'll tell you several people who it wasn't. It wasn't her and it wasn't me.
It
wasn't him.
It was
no one in this room. Out of the file. This is my favorite file. It says new input to use now. This is what I most love about this work, this stuff going to the... Anyway. Inside Enterprises. Eyes burning with tears of rage. Oh no, you're not going to fool me with your spiritual things. There's got to be a catch. Somebody's deriving personal profit from all of this. I don't believe you love me. Trouble with the sixth tradition in Narcotics Anonymous as it's now applied within NA is that there seems to be a big lack of definition as to what constitutes an inside enterprise. The sixth tradition reads an NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Most of our members have no difficulty in understanding the part about related facilities or outside enterprises. Everybody agrees that recovery of even one addict is more important than money, expensive things, or personal glory. Very little is made clear, however, about what constitutes an inside enterprise or how we may employ special workers and how the service boards or committees we form may function to carry out their objectives and service. The reason for this, it seems, is that we've had almost no recognized special workers and only a few recognized service boards and committees. We've had to struggle so hard that only today, in 1982, do such things exist on a broad scale throughout the fellowship. But many of us are prompted to reach a new level of understanding about these things and how they might relate to the needs of those who serve. Enterprises can be actions undertaken by individuals or groups to make money. They can involve the elements of greed, lust, and power. Certainly we are all susceptible to these things to some extent. Enterprises within the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous are undertaken for other reasons with different objectives in mind. While they can appear to the uninformed eye to be, quote, big deals, unquote, involving, quote, huge sums of money, unquote, undertaken for reasons of personal power, prestige, with a possible, quote, profit motive, unquote, the results usually speak well of the intent, dedication, and spirit of NA members moved to do whatever they can to serve. No matter how they appear to those not directly involved, all NA service efforts result in recovery for some sick addicts. They don't. They aren't NA. These inside enterprises within NA give body and soul to the promise of new freedom. Chains of our addiction deny us many things. One of these things is the ability to trust others. The reality is in our opportunity to come together and do what we can within groups or individually to help. Recovery teaches us to be unafraid. We are freed from the inability to admit our personal need for help, led to a personal contact with God of our understanding, freed from restraints within and without, and allowed to go our way in peace. The first example of an inside enterprise is the group itself. A group buys literature and coffee, pays rent, passes a basket, etc., so we can maintain our autonomy as a group and as a program. If there are any problems with the money, property, or prestige which take precedence over the primary purpose of carrying our message, the group ceases to exist automatically. Problems within the group are usually dealt with directly by the steering committee. Only an extreme violation of our traditions would warrant alarm in neighboring groups, areas, or regions. Group attendance and participation can remedy most all tradition problems. Some of us are learning that addressing tradition violations in terms of our own personal recovery and how these violations make us feel, rather than seeming to set ourselves up as judges, can make more of an impression and get our point across. These extreme sex tradition problems almost never occur, and when they do, they are only examples of how it doesn't work. Much could be made of ownership and possession of a large coffee house. That's quite a basket. Who gets all that money? Where does all this literature come from? If these were issues not easily answered, you might have a problem. Actually, this inside enterprise, managed by the group's officers and steering committee, composed of members in regular attendance, is so commonplace that it is not thought of as an enterprise at all, just a meeting. Area and regional committees collect money from groups and fundraisers, spend it through their subcommittees on local services, and pass the balance on to the next level of service. Each subcommittee, including administration, could be thought of as enterprises. People coming together, money changing hands, and being spent in various ways. People occupying various prestigious service positions. An uninformed eye could make much of this. Truth is, without these services, the groups would flounder and die. Not all of them, but it takes service to have newcomers. Every addict clean today is the desired result of some form of service. You read some literature, went to a meeting, called a hotline, or met a member and got personal service. All forms of service are equal when it comes to recovery for those who are dying. It doesn't matter how you got here, but only if you get what it first attracted to you to NA, relief from your addiction. The necessity of renting a meeting place, going to a printer or a hotel, shopping for food or music for a party or a convention, staffing a newsletter, arranging for a hotline, funding for a service need are all enterprises undertaken by members with one goal in mind, keeping you and me alive and helping us find a life worth living.
All right.
Well, maybe we could start walking on it. Oh. That's just one member's opinion, but I think it speaks a lot. It's just one. We plan to produce that after it's been some of the sentence long three paragraphs edited down. See, it does take a to make a good message understandable. Okay.
I'd like to make a motion. Okay. We're talking about finances here, right? Financing and all that kind of stuff. I'd like to make a motion that the NAA continue to sell subscriptions at $12 per year for 12 copies. And that single copies be made available at $1.50 per issue.
That's for the NA way?
Mm-hmm.
How would that, or that wouldn't apply to other?
We could, just speak it to that book.
I might suggest that. I think what we saw right here was a committee that made a decision on what to do about how to go about distributing and paying for their magazine. And I think that same thing can be utilized in newsletters. You have a committee to make a decision.
In terms of making the decision, any discussion towards the book? I've seen the discussion all in favor, so far as they're not. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Does anybody like the financial report in each issue?
Yeah, I do. I want to make a motion. I just entertain an idea to get feedback on it. That's fine. I'd like to get a brief explanation, maybe, of how it works when somebody, when you receive a, who receives a subscription in the mail, and how is it taken care of?
Yeah, I'll give that to you, because I'm not too good at it. My mistakes have been pointed out to me several times very graphically. Learn from them and handle money. Where's your shell? She can verify that. The post office is near my place, and I pick up the mail. Once in a while, the fellow who lives with picks up the mail. It hasn't happened really yet. The bank's in the same town, the same place. We pick up the mail and cubbyhole it, divide it into its places. A lot of times I have to have single copies with me. If somebody gets a new subscription, I try to send it right out to them then, you know, if I can. If you don't like that, that's your accountability. You know, I want to reinforce the subscription if she wants it all accounts. But at any rate, this is how it's being done, and it's real country right now.
Yeah.
And we've got a bank account. It's a non-profit bank account. Just because we said it was a non-profit situation, yeah. You know, I don't know about what you have to have other places, but I got a little country bank at home. That, I've opened about 4 non-profit bank accounts for service committees and groups. And if I say it's non-profit, they accept it. Now, what comes on down the line when the IRS might notice it, I don't know, and we need input. Mickey?
We addressed the last region, and we were given a non-profit federal number. Now, it's wondering, we don't already have, we kind of feel that way. We should be able to use that, things like Chicago and Indianapolis, and we got a lot of red tape going on today. And we're in the process now of getting clean from, nonprofit. We can't get that bank, that we're not a business per se, that charge so much more.
Okay. I just share with you my whole perception on this is that a model for this that would take care of such considerations would be if any enterprises providing service to NA were owned by a holding company of appointed or elected representatives of the fellowship, something like a World Service Board. That World Service Board could have a tax-free number or whatever this number is for the whole fellowship and provide them for any services, any enterprises, inside enterprises, provide service. You want to make a motion to restructure your trustees?
I'll second that.
The best way to go about that is to talk with the policy subcommittee chairman and the ad hoc subcommittee on service structure.
They're both here.
And or make such a recommendation to your regional policy committee, the regional service committee.
Would this also be able to be tax-exempt under non-profit status so we can get some tax, sales tax on the file?
As I understand, tax-exempt is tax-exempt. once you have just strictly as personal as a small business, and I have a tax exempt number and don't have to pay sales tax on anything I buy that belongs. I would think that a nonprofit status has the same way.
I'm Robin, I'm an addict. After that two-signature account was established as a nonprofit account, I used a check at an office supply company. What happened was they called bank. Period. Asked if there was if it was established as a nonprofit account, and it was nonprofit. But I didn't have to have the numbers, nothing like that. As long as checks are used, and I don't like the idea of cash going anyway. As long as the checks are used from a nonprofit account, that's usually set. So that goes for supplies.
I'm gonna make a statement that I feel comfortable with. I don't understand law. I need a lawyer to help me with the law. But I do understand the Ninth Edition. And I believe that it's important, very important for those of us concerned with service boards and committees to have the Ninth Edition in our hearts. In our very hearts. And I can comfortably say that the NAOA is a non-profit service to Narcotics Anonymous. Because according to the Ninth Edition, we see that being a non-profit fellowship, feeling that we're an inside enterprise, we need to ensure that is. And as I do understand it, a little bit that I do understand, is that we have a fiscal year to establish that nonprofit status. I don't know about the line, and I'll say that again, but I believe that the Ninth Tradition responsibility in our very lives, in our actions, is what we're most concerned about. Most concerned about in accountability, in production distribution, in accounting, and any kind of business organization we as a subcommittee suggest for next.
I'm going to make a motion to continue to include a financial statement in each issue.
Okay. I don't think I have much questions to answer. The accountability, I stopped the bank.
Yeah, we didn't finish what we were saying.
Jim was stuck in the bank.
Okay. The money goes in two directions. It comes to us in checks. It really goes in one direction. Most of it goes right here in this bag here that we collect in person. The rest of it that doesn't go in the bag goes directly into the bank account as soon as it's received on a daily basis. As, when I'm at home, and I'm not home all the time, but when I'm at home checking the post office on a daily basis, it goes into the bank on a daily basis. Other times when I'm away, it goes as soon as possible and as close as possible to a daily basis to the bank. Our two-signature count includes four signatures that would apply. Okay. That a two-signature count means two signatures have to be on each check.
That's a hand, not a word.
Right.
Somebody.
In other words, right at this point, any two or four both.
Okay, so four people are on the signature card.
Mm-hmm. Robin, myself, and I don't know if I should address them as another concerned member who is a treasurer of the service committee. So I won't break down in here right there. Treasurer of the service committee. Or I got to just break.
Living nearby. I think the thing that was most important to us at this point in time was
We have a lot of screw-up with this fund, and we have to have some functioning money in order to get things done. And so it was four people that were in access, you know, easily available to sign the check, which is another concerned member who's done a lot as far as input. Yeah.
Again, would you know if there was any problem with the bank having to list the interest on that?
No.
No.
There aren't four signatures on the check.
Four signatures. Just for 1 second, so I can change the page without losing anything.
Right, yes.
Okay.